wide open. Amen. That's why Katrina is crazy. Amen. But nevertheless, I just want to rub on and just say I appreciate your thank you. Thank you for being honest.
Amen.
When you're honest with God, then He can work some things in
your life.
That's
right.
Amen. Amen. And so I just pray that the word that will be sown today will not be on stony ground.
Amen.
That it'll penetrate your heart and you'll begin to see a turnaround.
Yes.
This year.
Amen.
A turnaround. And some things need to be deleted out of your life.
My God.
You know, we need to hit the delete button. They need to be like G-O-N-E, like gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, the word can be sown and cultivated in a heart like that.
Amen.
So we just thank God for deliverance.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God for deliverance and
yes.
healing.
Yes.
Amen. In the name of Jesus. Well, we just want to go over a few announcements. Thank you all for parking where you did, because they're going to be setting up outside for praise in the parking lot. I hope that you all will stay, even if you have to leave, but you'll come back and let's just support the community and
Amen.
What Michelle and some of the others are doing. And Michelle with Joy FM.
Michelle
Talone. Oh, we got that one. That's old. Labs was canceled. That was last Thursday.
But it's back on.
I know.
But it's back on. Okay. Family night coming soon. I sent out information on yesterday. We've been talking about this a while. And I mean, sometimes you just need to get together and just laugh.
Yes.
Have some fun. Just loosen up a little bit. So we got family night that's gonna be happening on Thursday, March 18th. That's during the week of spring break. Amen?
Yes.
At Dave and Buster's. So those of you that didn't get the information, I sent out the information yesterday. We need 20 people.
Yes.
Woo.
Yeah,
two
yeah.
and a zero.
Yeah.
We need 20 people in order to get the discount rate that they want to give us. Amen.
Amen.
So it's $22.99 a person.
Yes.
23 hours, basically. That's gonna include your food, that's gonna include your $20 power card for you to be able to play the games, amen. How many of you been to David Buster before?
Woo!
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. For those of you that have, it's kind of like adult games,
yeah.
if you will. And the food is generally pretty good as well. Amen? So
children can go too,
yeah. So I said to, if you could respond ASAP as soon as possible, because I have to get back to them by Tuesday with the number. If we don't have 20 people, it's going to cost more. So there's power in numbers.
Power in numbers.
Okay? So the more people you have, the better deals that you can get. It decreases the price, and you can get more for your money.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
So I need an answer, like if you know that you want to go today, and then I need monies turned in on Thursday. We have to give a deposit, okay?
Amen.
I'm just going to round it off, $23 per person. Okay? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I can do all things. We just sang the song, right? Hallelujah. Glory. So let's get on board. Let's have a good family night and just get out of Bradenton for a little bit and just have some fun and love on one another and eat good and know that we got some competitive people in the room.
Yes, we do.
So when you start playing games and whatnot, you know, you may have to start laying hands and praying as well. Monica, they start getting a little beside themselves.
Yeah.
So
on Thursday, we got time to recoup for Sunday.
Yeah, got time to recoup. So please join us. Let's go ahead and make this. Invite families and friends. And we need at least 20 people. So if we have more, that's better. But we got to have at least 20 people to get this particular special. Otherwise, it's going to cost more. And then we'll talk about transportation a little bit later. We got the van. We can use the van to transport people and things of that nature. So come on, let's get on board and let's have fun. You're going to be on spring break anyway.
Yes.
Most of everybody.
Yes.
So, that's what I'm...
Unsaved friends.
Oh, that's unsaved friends.
That's right.
Amen. Because sometimes they think that they think that saved people don't know how to have fun.
That's right.
Clean fun on top of that. Amen?
Yeah.
All right.
Amen.
So, with that being said, if we have anything else, again, praise and party, they're going to have free food. So, get your snack on, get your hunger pain on and whatnot. But right now, we're getting ready to prepare our hearts for the word. Amen?
Amen.
Prepare our hearts for the word. So the distractions, just get them out, kick them out the way now. No, so get out the way now.
Get out the way now.
Yeah, you know how sometimes when the word comes, you get a little antsy, you got to go back and forth to the bathroom. No. Just get out, say, bring your mind in so we can receive the word of God and what's going to be spoken to our spirits.
Yes.
this morning. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Pastor Reddy, you ready? You look like you're going to run over a truth.
Come on.
Come on, ball. Yeah, ready, ready, ready. Amen.
Amen. Come on, give Jesus a round of applause. See, that's what we gather. We gather to hear from the Lord. We gather to be changed by the renewing of our minds through the Word of God. What's the change element? The Word of God.
Word of God.
How does the change work? You take the Word of God and you apply it to your life. By what? By faith. Amen?
Amen.
See, it does not work.
It does not work.
Hallelujah. If you don't take care of all the steps. In Colossians 3:16, the Word says to do what? To let the Word of God dwell in you richly. Why? So you'll have something. Say, have something. To tap into when your troubles come. Say, troubles come.
Troubles come.
The Bible says, Jesus says, in this world you will have tribulations.
Right.
Say, in this world.
In this world.
Say, you're going to
have tribulations.
There's always, say, always.
Always.
There will be always.
Always.
You're going to always have. Challenges to purpose.
Challenges to purpose.
You are a purpose people that God has set on the planet. Say, purpose.
Purpose.
Meaning that when God put you here, He put you here with a divine intention.
Amen.
And the divine intention was that you are to rule. Say, I'm to rule.
I'm to rule.
What does it mean to rule? You're to rule over every circumstance and every situation in your life.
Yeah.
Say, now.
Now.
I have to be.
I have to be.
Responsible.
Responsible.
With the duty.
With the duty.
Has been placed on you. God has built you to succeed. But success is not automatic. It's not an automatic thing for you to be successful. You got to do something. Say, I've got to do something. God has called you to do something. He's placed in you everything that you need to succeed. He's given you a mind. He's given you a body. He's given you strength. He's given you access to things necessary for you to develop your life with.
Amen.
And if you don't understand the times and the seasons of your life, the end of your life will be better than the beginning of your life. Because you haven't prepared. You haven't understood the seasons nor the times that God has placed you in. And when you misuse a season, you will misuse your opportunity for the next step in your life. You will always be behind because you didn't understand the season that you were in. And you will go to the next season ill-equipped to handle what's coming your way. You won't be equipped because you haven't been prepared. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, I hear you.
So everything is necessary. Everything is necessary. Every stage that God gives you is necessary. There's a time to be born. There's a time to be nurtured. There's a time to take the nurturing and be responsible for what you've been given. And there's a time to apply. Say, apply what you've been given. Why? Because your success is necessary. You cannot have success without proper what? Training and development. But you must obey the training and the development that the Father gives you. Or you will be saved and you're going to heaven, but your life on the planet will be miserable. Do you understand what I'm saying? In essence, God won't receive the glory that He's supposed to receive from your life. Because you have not been prepared. Or you were prepared, but you didn't do what you were told to do. Do you follow what I'm saying? So we're living in a season. Say in a season. Glory to God. A prophetic word came from Rachel yesterday. See, that's what I like. That's what God is doing in this church. See, the prophetic word is not supposed to come necessary. Say necessary. From the prophet. Say from the prophet. So the prophet is necessary. But all of us should be prophesying. Why? Because all of us should be receiving a word from the Father. You should be receiving the word. You should be receiving. You should be receiving. You should be receiving. You should be receiving a word. You should be receiving a word. Everybody in here should be receiving a word from the Lord. Why? Because God speaks to all of His children. And only those children who have ears to hear what the Father said will hear what He says and be equipped to move to the next level. Say next level.
Next level.
Do you follow me?
Yes.
See, God is raising, say, mature children.
Mature children.
Mature children know what to do. And if they don't know what to do, they go to the place where they need to get the information from.
Yeah.
See, maturity strives for knowledge.
Yes.
Can I say that? Mature people strive for knowledge. Mature people refuse to be stupid. Mature people refuse to be uninformed. Mature people will get the knowledge that they need from the individuals that they need to get the information from. Mature people are not insecure. Mature people can handle. Say they can handle. They can handle correction. Babies can't handle correction. Because babies don't have the understanding and the recognition to realize that it's necessary for their future development.
Yes.
And you can be 50 and 40 and be a baby.
That's right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Say, God loves me.
God
says, and whom he loves, he chases.
Amen. Amen.
Why? Because if I don't tell you what's wrong, you'll never get what's right.
Amen.
And most people don't want to grow up.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
They want life easy.
Yeah.
Life ain't going to be easy.
Come on, man.
As a matter of fact, for those who don't do what's right, life gonna be hard for you.
Come on, sir. That's right.
You didn't go to school, you didn't get your education, life gonna be hard for you.
Yeah.
Living under government, government ain't gonna never give you enough to have what you need.
Yeah.
Gonna give you enough to keep coming back.
That's it. And
keep your little room, let you stay in there, mm-hmm. and we'll let you do a generation. Say it's a generation.
Generation.
Why? Because you make government your God.
Jesus.
Government limits you. Because it doesn't pursue, it doesn't press you. Say it doesn't press you.
It doesn't press you.
It doesn't force you into change.
Right.
Makes you complacent.
That's right.
Say complacent.
Complacent.
And it steals the very opportunity for you to dream.
Mm-hmm.
The devil's so good. Mm-hmm. The devil will make you take a government check mm-hmm. and not develop your mind and go to the next level.
Come on, sir.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
And it was established, say it was established, to keep you broke. Keep you broke generation. So you'll be dependent more on it than you will on God. Do you know government is a replacement for God?
Jesus.
Say, wake up.
Wake up.
So when God, say God,
God,
bring you into the earth with a mind, say with a mind.
With a mind.
And gives you an opportunity, say opportunity, to develop your, say, my soul is right. What's my soul is right? Give me that.
The
mind.
Will.
Say my mind. That's how you process information.
That's right, yes.
See, you develop your mind. Why was your soul given to you? Because the Bible says your spirit's first. If you recognize what the word says about you, you're not a physical body only. This is just the what? The earth suit that helps you navigate in this environment called earth. Because when you die, this suit will go back to the ground and your spirit goes back to heaven.
Right.
Because that's what you were when you came. And say spirit.
Spirit.
Say spirit.
Spirit.
Say spirit.
Spirit.
Say spirit.
Spirit.
So if you're a spirit first, the most prominent thing that needs to be developed is your spirit, not your body.
Amen.
But your mind, say my mind.
Mind.
It's that component, my soul is that component which allows me to receive heaven and earth to process what I need to do to go forward.
Amen.
Say intellect.
Intellect.
You need to know how to read. Because your sign of agreement, you know, you can't even keep. Sign agreements and you'll break them because you don't understand what was in the agreement when you signed it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
When you move into this place, you have book. What? This is my apartment complex. And certain things you cannot do.
That's right. See, that's what he's saying.
And there's certain things you're responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See, the government has messed up us because guess what? The government says I'll take care of you and your children, but your husband can't stay with you. And so what you do, you go bring somebody in your house that ain't your husband. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Because you don't understand. You say you don't understand.
You don't understand.
What the government has told you, you can do. Because the purpose of the government was to break your family up. So now you got your men who ain't got no idea what they're supposed to be doing. You got the women who have no idea what they're supposed to be doing. You got the children who don't have any idea what they're supposed to do. And if the family is told, guess what? You have nothing.
Amen.
So you procrastinate. You take whatever you can get and you just exist and your children suffer. Do you follow me? This is a season for blessing. Why? Because we're going into Passover. Say Passover.
Passover.
See, they don't teach a Passover in your traditional church. You don't understand how all of these days, you know what? 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, 30-fold Passover, 60-fold Pentecost, 100-fold tabernacles. That's the process of blessing. We made it a bless me plan, but we didn't understand the bless me was based upon the festivals that the Father has established before the foundation of the age. The festival's not for the Jew alone, it's for the Christian. Why? Because the Christian is the fulfillment of what was promised. They still looking for it, but you have it right now. Do you follow me? You have right now what the Jew is looking for. And everything you have has been the fulfillment of the Passover, the fulfillment of Pentecost, the fulfillment of the tabernacle has been come forth through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So you have everything. Say, I have everything.
I have everything.
Say, everything.
Everything.
A man's supposed to struggle. You know what? I know what it is to live in a car. Sleep in a car when it's cold. Snow falling. Get up and go into a McDonald's and brush my teeth so I can go do my job. Sleeping with other people to take care of me, help me out until I can finish my course. Brings you closer to the Father. Makes you so sensitive, Katrina, that you're looking for God for your next meal. All I had enough money sometimes to buy coffee. But I went knocking on those doors to do what I was sent here to do.
Amen.
Go knocking on people's doors, they got Jesus loves me, and they cuss me out. Go knock on the door, boom, 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 Jesus loves me. They white, they look at me like I'm an N-I-G-G-E-R. Knock on one door and a lady called the police on me and 15 police cars shows up. But it's one little black boy who's just carrying books. I'm just selling books. But see, if you don't know God, you'll crumble and crash. Do you understand what I'm saying? You will crumble and collapse under what? The pressure. But see, when I'm sleeping in that car, say sleeping in that car. I'm trusting God to take care of you. And I pull behind an old white church. Big old white churches, painted white, clapboard, park over there and say, Father, protect me tonight and keep me warm because you can't run your car all that. I got gas I got to protect because I got to go out and drive that car around and go to my places. A man's supposed to be able to handle something.
Amen.
You don't go easy. Do you understand what I'm saying? God has prepared the man to be the cornerstone. Say cornerstone.
Cornerstone.
Say strength. Not weakness. And I want all of the ladies in this house, you need to have a standard.
Amen.
Y'all don't want to say amen.
Amen.
I'm going to preach it anyhow.
Amen.
See, the Lord told me to come here and tell y'all, see, Passover brings blessings, but he told me today, teach on blessing blockers. Because though the blessings are coming, and they are already here, y'all are doing some things that's going to block your blessings. Doesn't mean the blessings ain't coming. They'll pass you by and go to somebody else. Because you must be prepared for the blessings that is coming. Say preparation.
Preparation.
You got to know where you are with Christ.
Yes.
That's why it's a dangerous thing to be a Christian, to claim to be a Christian, and you don't read your word and do what it says. Look at your neighbor and says,
I have a responsibility.
As a child of God. To know what my Father wants of me. So he can be blessed by me. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Say, blessings are coming.
Blessings.
But everybody won't receive them. Because you're out of position. Many times because you don't know the word, or you know it, but you won't do it. You follow what I'm saying? See, in this house, say, in this house. This house is a microcosm. When I say a microcosm, it's an example. Say an example. Of the children of Israel coming out of Egypt. God says, I'm going to give all of y'all the same word. But all of y'all ain't going to do the same word. You got the chance to. You got the opportunity to. You have been given the privilege of hearing my word and doing it and watch me perform for your life. But you will do what you want to do. How can you be in a place where it's time to praise God and you're not very quiet? Because you don't want to praise God. and the blessing won't follow you. You can give tithes to the church and not do what God says, and it won't do you no good. Because you got to do all the work. Say all the work. You can't do what you want to. You got to do it all. Say do it all. You can't do what the coach, some of the things the coach tell you to do. You must do them all, or you build a bitch. You got to do everything your boss tells you to do. Say what? Or you might not get a promotion. You might not even keep your job. So why would you think you could come to the house of God and do what you want to do and expect the blessings of God? You have lost your cognitive.
Jesus!
I told you maturity responds to a correction.
Yes.
Amen.
Weak people don't get mad when correction comes. Babies, children. But mature people gird up. Say gird up.
Gird up.
And say make the adjustment.
Make the adjustment.
Because I want to be right with God.
Right.
So when the blessings come, I won't be on the sideline wondering what happened to me.
Yeah.
Do you follow that?
Yes.
See, God, say God.
God.
There comes a point when your children, you give them whatever they need because
yes.
you're the supplier.
Yes.
But there comes a time when they have to be responsible.
Right.
You go get that yourself.
Right. Come on, sir.
I've been given. Now you go get a job.
Yeah.
You clean your room.
Yeah.
You wash your clothes.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Right.
You sweep your room. Maybe it's time for you to learn how to cook.
Amen.
One day you might have, you won't be outside of my house. You need to learn how to cook for yourself.
Right.
Hmm? You need to learn how to clean up a place. Why? Because one day if you're in Christ, you won't have your own place.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You need to understand what it means to change the oil. Mm-hmm. See, I had one daughter, we gave her a car, that sister wouldn't change the oil. Blew up the engine.
Yeah.
Guess what? She went without a car.
That's right.
Do you follow what I'm saying? We purchase you a car, and you can't put oil in the car, and you tear up the car. Well, there's going to be a season of suffering for you.
A season, that's right.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Hmm? See, because your mistakes, they ain't supposed to hurt me, they're supposed to hurt you.
That's right.
Do you follow? Do you follow that? And say, as a parent, it's a challenging thing. Because sometimes the Lord says, take your hand off them, let them suffer. Because
yeah.
He says, if you suffer with me, you'll reign with me. Learn how to handle hard times.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a shame, man. I went to college. You got children who've been with their mom and daddy for 12 years, go off to college and act like plumb fools because they were never trained at home.
Right.
So when the pressure hits them in college, they fornicating, they snorting, they smoking, they flunking out of school, doing all that stuff. And it's not like they don't have the brain, they don't have the what? Preparation. They don't have the discipline. They don't know how to handle tough times because mom and dad dedicate them. Take
success.
Doesn't just come. It's a process of development. Say process of development. Nobody can make A's but you. Nobody can make B's or C's or D's but you. And see, in the black community, education has always been something that we can take a leave. I'm talking to us because we all black. But it has not always been so. See, most of our parents were slaves and they prayed for a day when we can live like we live today. You can come and go as you please, but you can't show up on time. Your grandma and your great-grandmother, they had to get up and go to the slave camp, whether they liked it or not. And you can get up whenever you want to. Somebody beat them and pressed them from sun up to sundown. Mama knows. Go to college and play around. Spend all your time on a phone that don't pay you no money. Why you spend all your time on this and you ain't getting no money from it?
Amen.
Y'all don't even understand. This take care of most of y'all lives. I ain't fussing. I'm just passionate. It's all right. I'm just passionate. See, we lazy in this generation.
Yes.
Straight lazy, sorry.
Oh,
I ain't old. I'm just 61. I'll be 62, but I've been through some stuff.
Amen.
I'm seeing some things.
Amen.
I know what the government can do. Because we was in the projects. Mm-hmm. But we ain't get welfare. My mama had to work. She made too much money. $100 a year more than was necessary, so she got nothing. So we didn't get the cheese and all the other stuff. We're watching the other people have a good time. We you understand what I'm saying? Air conditioning. I didn't have an air conditioner until I went to college. I don't even know how we made it. Hot, Josh. Sometimes it's so hot, it didn't even matter. It's so hot. 100 degrees outside, 11 o'clock. The fan ain't blowing nothing behind it. You just want to get naked. You're uncomfortable. You're cold. You don't want no clothes on. It's hot. Then, Lord Jesus, don't let it break. You see your brother tipping with your faith. Because he done broke his. Where you going? Better get on the floor. She's struggling. But mama always said, y'all going to college.
Amen.
You ain't got no money, she said, I got God.
Come on.
Made us go to church. Treat what we don't want to. Y'all got one service. We had two. Go home, just got enough time to eat, and you back at 6 o'clock. Ain't no Walt Disney World. You ain't watching nothing.
Come on now.
Y'all go home and don't do nothing. Don't even read the Bible. Some of y'all should be teaching me. Been here 6 years, can't teach me nothing. Why? Because you're not serious enough. God said, come higher. Say, come higher. Say, come up higher. Because you want to bless. He wants to bless. First thing he wants to bless you with is his presence. You need to understand the presence of God. You need to understand how to cultivate the presence of God in your house. Say, in my house. You need to hear from God. Say, in your house. So when you come to this house, you got something to say. See, people who can't praise God, they don't have nothing to praise God about because they don't have an understanding, and they're hard-headed and mean-spirited. How you mean-spirited, Pastor? Because you know the word and you won't do it. You wonder why stuff ain't happening for you. Folks, I'm telling you, you better do it all or you won't get anything. The days of looking at God as a sugar daddy are over. It has never been that way. You can sit in them dead churches if you want to. Some of them aren't even open because they're scared of COVID. But you say your God is a healing God. Is he really? Is he really? Or have you just been going to church hearing scripture, but the scripture to you ain't true?
Jesus.
Faith comes by hearing.
Yes.
Right.
But receiving comes by doing.
Amen.
Can I say that again?
Yes.
Faith comes by hearing, but receiving from God comes by doing what he said. You'll hear it all day long, but if you don't do it, you'll be left with nothing. Say zero. Because faith causes you to move.
Yes. Amen.
Faith causes you to action. Faith causes you to fulfill what God has called you to do. And without faith, he says, it's impossible to please him. They say that God don't love you. See, I can love my daughter, but what they do might not please me.
That's right.
And because it does not please me, it will stop the hand of God from being opening towards them. Why? Because there's not a reward for disobedience. You should go to work, do a half job, and expect to raise you crazy. Do what you want to do in space. I'm like, why get no raise? What did you do to earn it? Do you follow me, Sam?
Amen.
So God is calling his people to be exemplary. Say exemplary.
Exemplary.
You're supposed to be the ones that's on time. Say on time. You're supposed to be one that ain't cussing nobody out when you get mad. Over there cussing like you're somebody supposed to move because you're cussing.
Yep.
And they look at you like, she must think we crazy. Come up in here cussing like that again. Be out there on the streets.
Come on now.
Do you follow what I'm saying? Or when you start asking for stuff, why everybody else gets stuff but I don't? Because you've been, put on the bottom of the list. Because hear me, poverty pays. People got jobs for poor folks. I got a job because I take care of poor folks. Because poor folks will always be poor folks. So we set up jobs. See, systems are put in place to perpetuate attitudes and ideas and mentalities. They put a poverty program together to keep people not out of poverty, to keep them in poverty. I thought the purpose was to get you out.
That's not a
it's a system. Say it's a system.
It's a system.
It's been set up. Say set up. To keep a certain amount of people employed. Say employed. So they'll be what? They'll be obedient to the government. Because guess what? You don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Amen.
But the hand that's feeding you is killing you.
Killing you.
Don't nothing come for free.
Right.
Say they don't give you anything for free.
Amen.
The reason they give you something for free is because it benefits them. I always just ask myself the question, how can they give those in poverty phones, free phones? How can you get a free phone? And nobody else can. So they can track you. See, y'all don't think that far. Because y'all just think about just trying to get over, just trying to live. But they know everything y'all do. And guess what? You who pay for yours, they know what you're doing too. These tracking devices, right? They can hear what you're talking about. Do something wrong. Be on you like white on rice. Because the Bible said that in the last days, there will be a governmental system run by Satan. He's going to control every matter that ain't like God.
That's right.
God ain't lying to you, but what God said, y'all don't see because y'all ain't spending no time with me.
That's right.
You got a government that's dismantling this country right now.
Mm-hmm.
Illegal aliens coming into this country going to take jobs from you, you, and you because y'all are young. They don't care about we old folks. Which means you got to work for less if you work at all. Because they'll work for anything come across that border. And see, they don't teach them about the Constitution. They don't teach them about the laws and the rules and regulations of this country. Because they don't care about them in power. They just want to rule people. And so what will happen is they'll have you fighting against the Hispanics because they're taking all y'all jobs.
That's right.
When they meant to do it anyway. Because y'all ain't smart enough to understand what we're doing. Let me give you another understanding. They're giving more money to Hispanics than they give it to blacks going to college because they don't think y'all smart enough. Because when y'all get y'all money, y'all buy cars and you buy everything but your school books.
Yeah.
So you come to college just to buy a car and then you drop out because you're cool. That's all you wanted. But you didn't realize you got to pay that money back.
Yes,
I'm just here because the Lord got me here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, God's trying to teach us. Say, teach us.
Yeah.
It's time to get out of that get over mentality. Live any kind of way you want to and expect me to show up in your life. It ain't happening. Do you know we are the last on every economic indicator? We're last in sickness. We're last in poverty. 70% of our families don't have fathers in the head. But you got a whole bunch of white boys right here with a bunch of children flying up all over the place and nobody doing anything. And mama's sleeping with anything just because they need attention, need some love. Birthing of babies because they get X amount of dollars for every baby. You in slavery, don't even know it. You're slaves and don't have a clue. You've been bamboozled, as Malcolm said. You don't even have a clue what's going on. Sitting in the church one night, hallelujah. Most white people don't go to church no more. And you wonder why your stuff tore up. I grew up in this neighborhood. It's the worst it's ever been for black people. And there was some tough times. Say tough times.
Tough time.
But I remember. 10 black families.
Yes, sir.
It's tough to talk to black men. Black men, black men don't even respect black older black men. Right. I'm talking about righteous black men. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Can't tell me to do nothing.
Yeah.
I think after 60 some years of going through some stuff, I can tell you some stuff.
At least, yeah.
Come on, sir. Mm-hmm. See, I've seen enough in my lifetime. And I see wounded black people. Wounded children, wounded parents. A wounded dog will bite you. We bite our children. Talk to them any kind of way. Don't encourage them. Frustrate them. Because we frustrate them. And God says, I'm trying to break this up. I'm trying to break this up. Everybody ain't going to receive it. But for those who will, I'm going to make things happen for them.
Amen.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because everybody don't want to hear a word like this. Make me happy. How can I make you happy when hell is breaking loose in your life?
Come on.
And you don't have an answer. So you get happy for 2 hours and you go back home. And for the rest of the day, the devil beat your ass.
Oh. You said.
Hey, let's be real. Y'all used to turn me. See, I'm a real preacher. I'm going to tell you like a TIS is. God wants you blessed.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to give you a whole drink, no chaser.
Come on now.
Okay.
Right. Right. 150 proof word.
Right.
150 proof word. It's going to blow you up. You understand what I'm saying? Blow everything out of you. They ain't supposed to be like God. Give you a Molotov cocktail. Blow everything out of you. That ain't like God. Hallelujah. Because I want you to succeed. Say succeed.
Succeed.
I want you to have success.
Yes.
I want you to recognize it's the process. Say the process. We're better than the process of development and success.
Yes.
Why are you home and ain't working? God will give you a job.
Yes, he will.
I'm in college. My rent due. I got a roommate. He got his money. I don't have mine. Get in my car and I'm praying, Lord, I need a job, Father. I need a job.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll take you to places that you don't even think. Went to this place, he don't even look like any cars in the joint. Ain't nobody, they don't need a job. Holy Spirit said, didn't I tell you to go in here? That's why you can't be going by what you see. Your eyes will lie to you.
Right.
Say, lie to me. Huh? All 185,000 Assyrians around Gehazi. But Isaiah's so cool. He said, man, what's up with you? You see them 185,000 soldiers out there ready to kill us? Why are you so cool?
Elijah said, Lord,
open the boy's eyes. Well, he already got eyes. Why can't he see what Elijah sees? He's got ears. Why can't he see what Elijah hears? And Elijah said, Lord, go open the boy's eyes.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, his eyes open. He said, woo, it be more for us than are against us. Oh, my God. And what happened? Peace came over Gehazi. What peace? The same peace that Elijah had, because Elijah was at peace. You spend more time with God, God will show you answers to your dilemma.
Yes.
And you can have peace while you're going through
on,
and watching him take care of your
come
stuff.
On,
what's the peace? You praising him in the process. Woo! Father, thank you. In the name of Jesus, you got this bill taken care of. Oh, Lord, glory to God. You made a way for me, God. The door is open for me, God. I give you praise instead of crying.
Thank you.
And say, God, don't mind you crying.
Yeah.
But let your tears be tears of joy.
Yeah.
Let your tears be tears of joy because you know he's getting ready to work today, God.
Yeah.
God don't want you unhappy.
Amen.
Amen.
Doesn't want you stressed out.
Hallelujah.
No good parent wants his children stressed out.
Amen.
But a good parent prepares a way for his children to walk in. God has prepared your life for you. Amen. Jeremiah 30:33 said, call upon me and I'll answer you and show you great and mighty things that you don't even know. Apostle Paul got a revelation in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 says, your eye has not seen, nor your ear heard, nor has entered into your heart the good things I've got in store for you. Amen. But he said, but you can know these things if you spend time with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And my word. Because the Holy Ghost ain't going to tell you nothing but the word.
Yes.
Are you following me? Are you trying to put me today?
Amen.
It takes courage to be a man of God. It takes courage to be a woman of God. Because
yes.
It takes courage to kill you.
Yes. Yes.
Your crazy appetites and desires. Gotta have somebody because I'm lonely. When the Father says, am I more than enough?
Come on, sir.
But you don't know me. You don't know me, so you gotta go get a color buddy. Yeah, write that down. Put that on the t-shirt.
The color buddy.
Color buddy. C-U-D-D-A.
Gotta
have a color buddy.
Make
and you should spend time with the Lord. Say, spend time with the Lord. See, can I tell y'all something? See, that's how the enemy plays you. Because it takes discipline. Say, discipline. To spend time with the Father. And a lot of people don't have that type of discipline. Because they don't want to develop it. Say, don't want to develop it. I keep telling you, it takes courage to be a Christian. Can't be a coward. Because the devil's going to challenge what you say you believe. Notice the devil don't challenge God. He knows who God is.
Yeah.
He'll challenge you.
Oh, now, sir.
Because he don't know who you are.
That's
true,
right? Yeah.
He's a liar. Say, he's a liar.
Liar.
So you can proclaim you love Jesus, and he going to look at you and say, he lying. Put pressure on him.
Come on. Apply pressure.
She lying. Let's put pressure on her. He lying. Don't put pressure on him. What's he putting pressure on? Your faith in the word. Do you really believe the word that God says about you? Do you really believe who God says he is? Are you willing to say to suffer? So I ain't talking about losing your blood or getting killed. Although you got Christians overseas that get killed. But can you put your plans aside to let God work his plan out of you? Say it works. And it'll work for the unsaved. Say process.
Process.
Y'all heard the story, but it's just it's a whole bunch of Michael Jordans you don't hear about.
Yes, sir.
Michael Jordan's been made every day.
Yes, sir.
Cut from the basketball team. But does he stop? Shooting basketballs while you over there eating hot dogs.
Right.
Playing Nintendo. No, they ain't got Nintendo today. Nintendo gone, okay? PlayStation. See, my son used to sit up there playing Xbox. Right.
Yeah.
I said, Xbox ain't gonna help you when you get on the court.
That's right.
Xbox ain't gonna help you when that brother 6'6 by 220 looking at you in the face and say, what you got on, boy? Sitting out there, the AU basketball team got cleaned up, Clint. Boom, tore up. Yeah, Dad, I guess you're right. Because Xbox ain't gonna prepare you for real life.
Right.
You can learn some schemes, you understand?
Yep.
You can learn some plays, you can understand defenses and offenses,
right.
But you gotta get on the field and do it.
Yeah.
Execution gonna come from you.
That's right.
Get up here, I don't know, to go out there and think, baby girl, Daddy, I wanna play basketball. Okay, baby, you ready for this? Boom, boom, we ready again? Ready, one down. Bam. Boom, right there. The game's still going. Ray Ray, blow it out. Yeah, coach said, get it out, put it on the bench. They said, Dom, that's your daughter? I said, yes, my daughter. She figured out what it really takes to be an athlete out here. But the coach said, The coach said, that's my secret weapon.
Yeah.
See, a wise man understands when adversity hits and how to make you a victor over it.
Yeah.
See, a wise man who had a spirit recognized said, huh, I see you, baby. You're tired.
Yeah.
But when we get to the championship, playoffs, that's going to be my secret weapon. Yeah. Why? Because she's going to get in shape.
That's right.
And by the time playoffs come, she ain't. She done here, bam, boom, she running out of here, set up, bam, give me the ball, get the ball, get the ball, get the ball, bam, boom, boom, bam, and she going to the basket.
Yeah.
Championship game, 8.7 rebounds. And her 8.7 rebounds won the game. And coach said, I told you, I told you, she gonna win us the championship game. And they look like, how she got good? What happened? Because when y'all weren't watching, she was practicing.
That's right.
She could have collapsed. I can't do this. I don't want to do this. But I told her, you ain't gonna quit.
There you go.
You start what you finish.
Right.
You start what you finish. Mm-hmm. Or you finish what you start.
Yeah, finish what you start.
Hmm? She finished strong.
Amen.
But I watched the struggle through that.
Yeah.
She got better as a result of it.
Mm-hmm.
Struggle is good.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus says it.
Yes,
you suffer with me, you're going to reign with me.
Amen.
Because people who struggle and make it through, they got a story to tell. See, people who struggle and make it through, they want to help others. Because you get sympathy for others when you've been through what they go through.
That's right.
So if you're going to be a minister, if you're going to be used by God, you're going to suffer. Say, I'm going to challenge. Say, I'm going to be challenged. Because that's what's necessary to make you. What does it make? What does it make? What does it make? What does it make? It makes you more aware of your need for God.
Yes.
See, you got a lot of people Christian, and they pretending. They just going through the motions. They don't have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And they're doing things out of reason and intellect, and it don't work.
Amen.
You've got to submit to the whole will of God. You've got to know the Holy Spirit, and you got to move. And you got to be willing. Say willing.
Willing.
To lose it all.
Lose it all. Come on, sir.
Cost you everything.
Amen.
If you live long enough, God don't drop money out of heaven. You live long enough, God puts you in positions to get the things that you need and put people in your life.
Yes, sir.
Why does he do it like that? Mm-hmm. Because if he gave you everything, you wouldn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You'd just be standing up with your hands out, and when you don't get it when you want to, you're going to be pissed off because it didn't come like you wanted it when you wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
Make you a spoiled brat.
Right.
God don't raise spoiled brats. Paul speaking to the church said, be imitators of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which means study his life.
Yeah.
And yield so the Holy Spirit can make you like him.
Amen.
Jesus suffered some stuff.
Yes,
he didn't take no shortcuts either.
Amen.
See, y'all need to understand something. Jesus had a profession.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So much hasn't been taught about the master. The master had a profession. He was a carpenter.
Right.
He built things. Isn't it strange that the father sent his son to build his church, but gave him a job that was an indicator of what he was to be? Which means he had to understand wood. He had to understand how to put things together. He had to be taught. He had to be trained.
Right.
Had to be developed.
Yes.
Who are you to think you can just go do whatever you want to do? And not be trained and expect things to fall into your hand. Do you follow me, saints?
Yes.
Can we be real?
Yes.
We've made this myth out of God. This myth that things are supposed to happen. When he sent you here to learn something, to apply some things, so you'll know for yourself that this works and it's not just what? Mythology. It's just fake. It's real. But it's going to cost you something to get what God has for you.
Amen.
This will cost me something.
It's going to cost me something.
Y'all willing to give up yourself? That's what it costs you, yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So it costs me myself.
It costs me something.
And God tell you to leave that woman alone and you go? And God tell you to leave that man alone? Will you leave? Can God tell you to change jobs? Will you change? Can God do like he did with us, tell us to leave Atlanta to come back and break it? Can you do that? Can God take you to the place where he said, go to that side of the mountain where it's tough? I'm a corporate American guy. I'm used to going to work with a suit on. Came down here, God had me working in a thrift store. And I ate what I made. If we ain't made no money, we ain't eating. We didn't have a salary.
Right. Right.
I don't think I worked that hard in my life. Carrying furniture on my back. I was the dolly.
That's right. You did it well.
Yeah, yeah. Cleaned up a whole store by myself. Took the stuff out, put it in the dumpster.
Yeah.
And the devil said, you ain't even getting paid.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Nice home in Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm living with my mom. Getting up every day saying, Lord, where are you? Renting trucks and going picking up furniture from hotels. Thank God for Brother George. He's been taking furniture to trailer parks. And when we get paid, because I see, when you don't own a business, you know every day what you're supposed to bring in.
Right.
I know every day what I'm supposed to make.
Yeah.
I know what I'm supposed to make so I can pay the bills at the end of the month.
Yeah.
We got light bills, got light. And when you don't make it, God, can you help me?
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Yeah. See, God will put you in situations, guys, and he's just going to watch you. Just going to watch you. See if you're going to stick to the principles that he gave you. See if you're going to be faithful and not get weary and well-doing.
Mm-hmm.
When it don't look like it's going to happen, will you still be steadfast? Will you be diligent? And will you stay the course of what the word says? Will you go back to your old ways? Will you go back to, they say, to the slop? Can you be faithful while I'm working? Will you not murmur and complain? Stuff ain't working. People ain't coming. God, where are you? Sit me down here for just a little bit. And all he'll say is, my grace is sufficient.
It is.
What? My grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient. And then that has to be enough. It has to be enough. Me and her have to come together and we say, his grace is sufficient.
His grace is sufficient. Amen.
Stuff break down. What are you going to do? God ain't got no money.
Yeah.
God bring people in.
Amen.
And then if you don't watch your heart, you mad because why you ain't just giving the money and I ain't have to take it from nobody?
Come on, sir.
But the issue is, I assigned them to you. Now, I'm obligated to bless them for what they listen to me for, to bless you.
That's right.
See, he uses people as conduits to bless you.
That's right. The word says.
Teaches you how to be humble.
Amen.
And say trust.
Trust.
Because, see, one of the things God hates is a murmur and complaint.
Come on.
One thing God hates is a murmurer and a complainer. Because you know what it tells him? You don't trust him. See, you got to understand God is his, your father is looking for you to affirm who he is for you. Because he knows who he is.
Yeah.
But when you say it ain't working, basically saying, God, you don't know what you're doing. And the father goes, huh? You can do better, go ahead. You think you know the way? Go ahead. You can take it, I'll back off. Because what you're saying is, I want control. I can't wait for you to do this. I'm going to do it myself. He says, go ahead. And then when you collapse, say you collapse.
You collapse.
And you will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He'll say, are you willing to let me do it now?
Mm-hmm.
Can I handle this?
Mm-hmm.
Will you let me be God?
Mm-hmm.
And can you wait? Say, can you wait?
Can you wait?
See, the Father is teaching you lessons in everything you do.
Yes, he is.
Because really what he's trying to do, folks, is to create character.
Amen.
You know what character is? When you do the right things all the time.
All the time.
That's what character is. Character is you do what the Word says all the time, even when it's inconvenient for you. Integrity. Say integrity.
Integrity.
See, when God can trust you with money, you'll have money. I can't hear no amens on that.
Amen.
See, there's a scripture, Brother Joseph, still people talking about the wealth of the wicked is coming to the righteous.
Yes, sir.
Not if you're wicked.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Now notice, see, let me bring this into perspective, okay? The Bible is for his people. So if he called you wicked, that means you wicked and you're a wicked one in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
See, y'all can see people think this word is for unsaved folks. It ain't. The only unsaved folks that will listen to the Bible are the ones who will submit themselves to it. This is talking about God's people.
Yes.
It's not talking about people in the world, because the people in the world gonna do what the world do.
Right.
God said, you and my some people in my church are wicked.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And ain't nothing good gonna happen for you. This Bible is for God's people, folks. It ain't for the wicked. The wicked don't care about God.
Amen.
This is for those of you who say you love God. He said you can be wicked. The whole book is about people who did not what God said and they lost out. So this book is not for the only wicked person, and we were all that wicked person,
mm-hmm.
if who read this book and said, I'm a sinner, I need Jesus.
Yes.
That's when this book applies to you.
Amen. Amen.
That's when this book applies to you. It ain't for the wicked. It's only for the wicked who want to change.
Yes.
But God says you can be in my church and still be wicked, and you will not get blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Can we be real in the house of God?
Yes.
Hmm? And so I have to bring clarity. Say, bring clarity. Because
yes.
Lord knows I don't miss out on some blessings.
Come on.
I'm preaching from, say, Pat's a preacher from reality.
Yes.
I done had some stuff that was supposed to be mine not show up. Because I made wrong deed.
Decisions.
See, in Exodus, say Exodus. Because what feast are we coming into right now?
Passover.
Coming in Passover, right?
Pesach.
Say blessings.
Blessings.
Who was on the phone call, the prayer yesterday?
Yes, sir.
Okay. She gave a word about blessings. The blessings of the Lord are now here.
Yes.
See, I understand some things. When the word comes, you pinpoint some things.
Amen.
Because people don't understand Passover. Say Passover.
Passover.
See, this is a time for everybody in this church, including me, to be examining yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why? Because it's a time of blessings.
Mm-hmm.
Why does God say show your blessing blockers? Because you never want you to miss them.
Yes. Okay.
Hmm? See, God is cyclical. Say cyclical.
Cyclical.
There's certain things God does on a continuum. You can expect it.
Cyclical.
Say cycles.
Cycle.
The cycles of Passover, they don't change. Seed time and harvest don't change. There's a time to plant and there's a time to what? Reap.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't plant, you don't
reap.
Do you follow me? So say systems.
Huh?
So you understand systems from a perspective of man's religious cycles. Constantine came and changed the cycles of the Lord because he took the Jewish, he took the Jewish principles out of the Christian church. So we miss them because we don't pay attention to them because they don't mean anything to us, but they mean everything to God.
Everything.
So you wonder why you kept hearing 30, 60, 100 fold, but you can't tell me what 30, 60, 100 fold mean because you've never been taught it. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you can't what? Receive from erroneous information. So cycles of blessings come and they're falling all around and everybody's missing. You follow that?
Amen.
Say Exodus 23. Exodus 23. Say,
it's your homework.
So you can read it for yourself. Say the first blessing. Say first blessing.
First blessing.
God says he's going to assign angels. I don't know about you, but that's a good thing.
That's good.
Assign angels to you.
Amen.
Do you know when God's assigning an angel to you, he's got some things coming to you?
Yes. Amen.
Not only that, say, not only that. There's protection coming for you.
Yes.
Say protection.
Protection.
Mm-hmm. And that's chapter 23, verse 23. What's the other one, God? God says, I'm going to make your enemies. Check this out. I'm going to be an enemy to your enemies.
Oh, man, body, that's good.
God will be an enemy to your enemy.
Yes, sir.
Got somebody that don't like you? First one's devil. Say Satan.
Satan.
Mm-hmm. Can I give you the full third one?
Yes, sir.
Say God will give you prosperity.
God will give you prosperity.
Exodus 23.
Uh-huh.
Glory to God. 25. Yeah. Number four. God will take sickness away from you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Number five.
What was number four?
Number four is God will take sickness away from you. Say increase.
Increase.
Say God will bring increase.
God will bring increase.
Say an inheritance.
An inheritance.
Are you getting this?
Yeah.
And number seven. Say number seven.
Seven.
This will be your special blessings.
Amen.
God will give you a year of special blessings. That's Exodus 23. 29 and 30. Exodus. Exodus. Amen. Glory to God. Passover began 3 weeks. Say 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
What's that mean? Now it's time in preparation. Say start in prayer. Say start in prayer. Read Exodus 23. Say read Exodus 23. Now, this was what the Jew did every year. Say every year.
Every year.
Every year they expected this to happen for them. Say every year.
Yeah.
As they did what God required during the Passover feast. All right? As they did it, say as they did. God will what?
Assign an angel to them. God will be an enemy to their enemies. God will give them prosperity. Say increase. God will take sickness away from them. Say sickness. God will give them, say long life. Message, you don't have to be fear of dying. No fear of dying from diseases. Stuff just coming on you. God will bring, say increase. And injuries. What's that talking about? Raises, bonuses, job promotions, new jobs. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say scholarships and fellowships.
Fellowship.
You know the difference between a scholarship and a fellowship is? A fellowship is they give you money to go to school. See stuff, say stuff like that comes. As you prepare for it. Say as you prepare for it. Oh yeah. Say if you need to go back to school, take your butt back to school.
Take your butt back to school.
Quit waiting. Say quit wasting.
Quit
waiting.
Time.
What did I tell you, poor man?
People overlook what?
Opportunity repeatedly.
How many times?
Repeatedly.
So the opportunities are there. Why are you not taking them?
Okay, that's right.
Oh, that's too hard.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got no time. You got time to be broke? Do you follow me?
Yes, sir.
See this is a shepherd. Say this is a shepherd.
Sure.
I got my prong out. See, the shepherd had a hook, and the other part was a prong.
Yep.
That's where he kept all the stuff off the animals.
Yeah.
Or he poked the sheep to make them get alive. Can you follow me?
Mm-hmm.
It's called stepping up to the plate. Say stepping up to the plate. And being stretched. Say being stretched.
Being stretched.
See, Jerry, you're a cook. But if you want to be a great cook, you can cook everything.
Yeah.
And great cooks, guess what? They have an opportunity to make more money than average cooks.
That's right.
So if you're going to be a cook, why not be the best?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do you follow me? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just use that as an example, Gerald. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Say, don't settle.
Don't settle.
But guess what? Every trip up going to cost you something.
Yes.
Say, every trip up.
Every step up.
Every plateau, every go to new plateau, say new plateau. Not only will it be great at what? Sacrifices, but it'd be greater opportunities for income.
Yes.
You follow me?
Yeah.
Go to Ephesians, I'm sorry, Proverbs, say Proverbs.
Proverbs.
Chapter 6. Say those are the blessings.
Those are the blessings.
As a matter of fact, read Deuteronomy 28. Another one. Say Deuteronomy
28.
In your spare time.
Mm-hmm.
Say that was God's blessings.
And curses.
On Israel.
Israel.
He said, if. Say if.
If.
See, we used to do computer programming, and they would call if then statements. If you do this,
right,
then this will occur.
Right.
Say if then.
If then.
If you don't do this, then this can occur.
Right.
Do you follow me?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want this, you got to do this. Do you follow me?
Yes.
All right? Say if then. Say if then. So God says, if you do this, I guarantee you're going to have this.
Yes.
Is that a promise from God that's legit?
Yes.
When I say legit, legitimate.
Yes.
God don't make promises that he don't keep.
That's right.
But guess what? You got to make your promises and keep them too.
Yes.
That's covenant. Say that's covenant.
That's covenant.
Say, but the good thing about God is
He reserves.
The right to bless you unexpectedly. See, God, say God. God reserves the right to drop a suddenly on you. A suddenly don't just come. A suddenly comes as a result of preparation for something. They think it's sudden, but you've been doing something. You understand what I'm saying? You've been consistent, say consistent, in your walk with the Father.
Amen.
And because he's so good, he said, I'm going to bless my brother Clay with this. Bam! Oh, man, my God. God said, well, here you go, boy.
Yeah.
I love you. You know what I mean? And you know, you say, God, I don't deserve it, but I thank you.
Amen.
That's how it happens. Say glory.
Glory.
But I got to give you the blessing side. Say blessing side.
Blessing side.
And I got to give you the cursing side.
All right.
So I got to give you balance.
Give you balance.
Say balance.
Balance.
Because I don't want you frustrated. Say frustrated.
Frustrated.
Because you got order, it ain't coming for you. Say, prepare my heart, Lord. Say, there's nothing for free. Everything you get, Lord God, comes as a result of obedience. That's why he says this is a disciplined life. Say, discipline. God calls us to be disciples, not beggars. You don't beg God for anything. Because you're sons and daughters.
Yes.
Yes. When we're begging, it's because we don't know the word. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be healed. Mm-hmm. Supposed to be blessed. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to expect the best from God. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to trust God and believe that he can supply. But you're also supposed to liberate.
Amen.
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 That's right.
Mm-hmm. So you don't really look like a chicken. You call it an eagle. I'm going to read some things for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Write this down. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. I'm reading this out of the Life Application Study Bible. My wife just bought this Bible. I'm going to take it from her. I like Bibles. This is a great study Bible right here. Mm-hmm. This is another thing. Invest in your Bible.
Yes.
It's just, this is the best. This is your life. You know what I call a Bible? Basic instructions before leaving earth.
Yeah.
Buy me a Bible. Say, buy me a Bible.
Buy me a Bible.
And read it. Say, read it.
Read.
And do what you read. Now, this is what it says. 6 things the Lord hates. Mm-hmm. No, even 7 that he detests. Mm-hmm. Say, this is what the Lord hates.
The Lord hates.
A haughty eye. You know what a haughty eye is? That's somebody that looks down on other folks. I'm better. Pride. Say pride.
Pride.
Another term for haughty eyes, they look down on the word of God. I don't need that. Stuff don't work. Do without that. Pride. Say pride.
Pride.
Say haughty eye.
Pride.
You follow me? Number one, haughty eye. Number two, say a lying tongue.
A lying tongue.
God hates haughty eyes. He said he hates, say lying tongues.
Lying tongue.
See, some people will lie to you. They'll tell you what you want to hear. Still tell the truth. Some people even lie to God, like he can't see. Mm-hmm. Like he don't see what you're doing. God, you think God understood Adam when he said, Adam, where are you? You think he knew where Adam was? Why did he ask Adam the question? Where are you? See if he tell the truth. Because I see what you're doing. But when confronted, will you tell the truth? Because that's human nature. Mm-hmm. Say human nature.
Mm-hmm.
When you're wrong, you lie.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have no character and no integrity. Mm-hmm. Do you follow what I'm saying?
I hear
you. So we're going to live right in this house.
We're going to live right in this house.
13 God hates. Mm-hmm. Hands that kill innocent blood. Hands that kill the innocent. Say hands that kill the innocent.
Hands that kill the innocent.
Do you know you can mess up some people's character and personality when you talk about them?
Mm-hmm.
You kill people's, man, you kill people when you talk about them to other people and what you're saying ain't true.
Mm-hmm. Especially, yes.
Especially if you heard something from someone else. Mm-hmm. Say, I'm murdering someone's character.
Murdering somebody's character.
Because you know something? Your name is the best thing you got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say your name.
My name.
I trust Reggie God when they mention their name. When we mention George Finch's name, is his name trustworthy? You know, I can find out who you are by going to talk to the people you work with. If you're truthful, they're going to tell you the truth about you. Yeah. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Your name, say your name.
Amen.
Katrina Kelly, yes. Yeah, we know her. She's very good at what she does. Yes, yes, if you have her on your team, she'll get it done. She's trustworthy. Person of integrity. Well-liked. Mm-hmm. That's what you want to hear. Mm-hmm. Clinton Matthews, what type of guy? Well, very good guy.
Yeah.
Very mannerable. He does what he says. When he walks into a room, he commands a room. He's not negative. There's a positive outcome when that boy comes in. That's what God's people should be when they step into the room.
Amen.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, boy, that's a cursing person right there. Be hollering Jesus and be living something else. Do you follow me?
Yes.
It's too much of that in the church. People come to church faking to make it. When they go out to the world, people say, he go to church?
Yeah.
I ain't know he went to church. I don't hear him talking about God. Yeah. She go to church? Yeah. She be talking about everything else that we talk about. Mm-hmm. Do you follow me?
Yeah.
So the world looks at the local, today they look at church people and they say, Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. And they got no business judging because they doing some of the same stuff you do or they do, but guess what? You know God.
Yeah.
Are supposed to know God.
Correct.
Do you follow me?
Yes.
So we mess up. Say mess up.
Mess up.
First of all, the image of God in the church. Mm-hmm. Why? Because who is Jesus? The Bible said that Jesus is the expressed image of God in human form.
Yes.
And who should the church be? The expressed image of Jesus. Uh-huh. Yes. Say the expressed image of Jesus.
Right.
That's who the church. Who's the church now building? The people.
That's right.
He can't be sad because that boy always, he always sad. Why are you sad? Because the Bible says the people who love God should be happy.
Mm-hmm.
There should be a joy on them.
Yes, sir.
Why is he happy? Why isn't he happy? Because he got stuff on the inside of him that he can't give to God.
Mm-hmm.
He won't believe who God says he is. She won't believe who God says she is.
Mm-hmm.
So God says, I can't use that person.
Mm-hmm.
I love him, but I can't use him. Why? Because they're not walking in the word. Hmm? And God sees that as haughty.
Yeah.
Let's say prideful.
Right.
I don't need to do what God tells me to do. I do what I want to. And the what? The blessings what? They don't come. Not because God don't want them. Say, mindset is wrong.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hmm. What were the first three? Hear me when I tell you this. Pray for your government. Pray for your government.
Yes, sir.
Because abortion, say abortion.
Abortion.
It's what? It's the shedding of innocent blood. Let me give you a statistic. It kills most of you.
That's right.
We kill most of our children. Statistically, we abort most of our children. When you don't like yourself, you will kill yourself. Number four, a heart that plans evil. Say a heart.
A heart.
What's the Bible say? Out of the heart flows the what?
Issues of life.
So a messed up heart is a evil heart. A heart full of the word of God is a pure heart. You follow me? Do you see how important it is to read your Bible?
Yes.
But you know why the devil want to keep you dumb so you can't read? The devil loves stupid people. Doesn't mean you're not smart. You can learn. Say you can learn. But the devil understands the principle that God states. My people perish because they lack information. They lack knowledge. What he's saying is they don't value my word. They live life as best they want to. Say, not this year. So I'm walking in the blessings of the Lord this year. I'm going to break a cycle this year. I'm tired of having the same old mess happen over and over in my life. I'm tired of another 30. It won't be another 30 years of this. I ain't going through this cycle no more. I'm going to break it this year. I'm going to break this cycle of insufficiency and lack, of ignorance, the stupidity, arrogance, rejection, pride, stubbornness, broke, busted, disgusted, can't be trusted. That ain't gonna be me this year. Take this out. Number five. Feet that race to do wrong. Feet, say feet. That race to do wrong. We're finna go break into this bank, y'all. I'm finna play with these taxes this year. I'm finna play with these taxes. I'm gonna get some extra money this year. I'm gonna use somebody else's child social security number. Do you know people do that? Exchange your social security number so I get more money. Crooks. Straight crooks. But when you're wicked, you'll try to. Don't manipulate what? For the love of money. OJ's one line on what they say. Some people gotta have it. Some people really need it. Do bad things with it. You understand what I'm saying? How you gonna take somebody else's child and get credit for it? I wouldn't even have the gall to do that. So they don't understand justice. Says they can break down on you in a heartbeat. They know who you are. People ain't stupid. A false witness who pours out lies. God says, I hate that. People who tell lies on other folks. And the last one says, a person who sows discord in a family. A person who sows discord in a family. A person who tears up their family with their actions. Person who's always combative in their family, always tearing up stuff, always the problem in your family. God says, I detest that person. You know why they do that? Because they want to have their way.
Yep.
Say, so pride.
So pride.
Say, pride.
Pride.
Say, none of this.
None of
this. Father.
Father.
None of these things.
None of these things.
What you hate.
What you hate.
Will I allow.
Will I allow.
In my heart.
My heart.
And in my family.
In my family.
Natural family.
Natural family.
Church family.
Church family.
We will.
We will.
We will.
We will.
Do.
Do.
The will of the Lord.
The will of the Lord.
In this house.
In this house.
And the blessings of the Lord.
And the blessings of the Lord.
Will flow in our houses.
Will flow in our houses.
To our children.
To our children.
To our families.
To our families.
To our church families.
To our church families.
And our communities.
And our communities.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Because we choose.
Because we choose.
The will of the Lord.
The will of the Lord.
Amen. You believe that?
Yes.
Amen. You believe what you say, then God means what you say. Say blessing blockers. Those are blessing blockers. That type of attitude. Say that type of attitude. Say what mess you up. God also hates laziness. Because laziness robs. Write this down. This is a big problem in our community. Quick money. Say quick money.
Quick money.
Selling drugs. We selling women now. Do you know sex trafficking is huge in Manatee County? You know sex trafficking is huge in Sarasota? Sex trafficking is huge, period. 12. Can I break this down? 7, 8-year-old girls. What type of man? What type of man can find value in penetrating an 8-year-old girl? What kind of woman helps that? Sells her daughters into that. See, the world is getting wicked, y'all. Say, get wicked. But God is looking for some people who won't stand righteously.
Amen. Amen.
Will you be those people?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to pray about it, but do something about it. Say, do something about it.
Do something about it.
Get involved. Say, get involved.
Get involved.
Proverbs 13:11. Wealth from get rich quick schemes quickly disappears. Wealth from get rich quick schemes quickly disappears. See, when my brothers, check this out. People smart, man. When we were young in high school, they said, listen, man, you want to make some quick money? Mm-hmm. See, nobody expect y'all because y'all church boys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In fact, they didn't even ask us, sell this weed, you can make X amount of dollars and nobody ever know. Because don't nobody expect y'all to do wrong because y'all are church boys. Huh. Don't care about you going to church.
Amen.
Why? Because you know your heart.
Yeah.
You love money more than you love God. You'll sell drugs. You don't care who you hurt.
Right.
Quick, $1,500. You understand what I'm saying? But he don't tell you you're going to jail. And the dude that's supplying it, he ain't even over here. But he getting paid. Because guess what? People with no vision would do everybody else's job, even at the expense of getting caught. Because I always have somebody that'll sell it. I got the supply. I got the product. We just used to look up people to sell it. Because guess what? If you don't have a vision, any vision will do. Do you find what I'm saying? What's another scripture? In the book of Psalms, David says this. Evil pursues the wicked.
That's right.
Say evil.
Evil.
Pursues.
Pursues.
Runs after.
Runs after.
The wicked.
The wicked.
And who's he talking about? He ain't talking about sinners. Talking about folks who say they love God. That's what the Bible written to. People who say they love God. That's what the Bible's written to. People who say they love God. You follow what I'm saying? Wake up, Josh. Sit up and go to sleep like I'm sitting up at you still. I got to go to bed just like everybody else go to bed. I'm teaching. You follow me? See, I call you out because there's an expectation. Let me tell y'all something, to be real honest with you. God wants everybody to be saved. But guess what? He knows everybody won't. I desire that none are lost, no, not one. But you got to value this. God don't need people who don't want to do right. God wants people who want to what? So he can bless. Say, get blessed.
Say, get blessed.
Get blessed.
Yes. I was going in and out?
Yeah.
Maybe because I'm going in and out of my speech.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
May I slow it down?
Yeah.
That's because my voice is modulating. It's on.
I know. It's tight.
It's
tight.
She
got good ears.
Can you all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Listen to this. Lazy people are soon poor. Proverbs 10:4. Hard workers get rich. Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 4. Lazy people are soon poor. Now, who's he talking to? Who's he talking to?
Church.
Talking to who?
Church.
Who's he talking to?
Church.
So you, some people in church can be?
Lazy.
So the people that are supposed to be what? Blessed. Because he said, I'll bless you in the city and I'll bless you in the field. Where's that, Pastor? Deuteronomy 28. God says, I'll do this. But what happens? when you what?
Lazy.
You want to do your part. Lazy.
Yeah.
Blessed, say built,
yeah,
to have resources.
Yeah.
God says, because you're lazy, you won't.
Mm-hmm.
So he's talking about over a period of time. Say period of time.
Time.
Say time.
Time.
Time will tell what you've learned.
Yes.
Time will tell what you've learned. Why? Because what you've learned and you value it, you put it to work.
Yes.
Teaching session today.
Yes.
Say teaching session.
Teaching session.
Proverbs 10:14. Wise people treasure knowledge, but the babbling of a fool invites disaster. What does he say? Wise people treasure knowledge. You come to my house, you're going to see books. I got books in Atlanta I can't get because my house ain't big enough to hold them. I had a big house. Because I'm always reading. You know what they say? Readers are leaders. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you. See, LaMonica. She values herself, she gonna find stuff to read to make herself better.
Yeah.
You gotta value yourself. See, what has happened so many years, when see, poverty will strip you of dignity. Can I say that again? Poverty will strip you of dignity. You don't even value yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You don't say the man. What can a man?
Mm-hmm.
I went to a college where a slave built a college.
Mm-hmm.
A slave. Booker T. Washington had to read his autobiography. George Washington Carver, a slave, became one of the foremost scientists in this country. They built a university along with other teachers,
mm-hmm,
who were building it at the, my God, who were building it when they could have been lynched. You know, it's illegal for us to read.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they used to say? It makes me mad. Put a book in front of a black person,
mm-hmm,
they won't read it.
Mm-hmm.
Put information in a black person, they won't read it. Piss me off.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? We got a society now where kids don't even want to read. Because the parents don't read.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't got a book in the house that they can read. They know Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
She got billions. When the last time she gave you a book? The last time Jay-Z let you drive his Maybach. These people get rich,
yeah,
and they leave you walking around here dressing like them, talking like them, and ain't got a dime in your pocket. But they got designer suits now. They don't hang in the hood no more. They up there with the big boys, and y'all down here mocking them, trying to be like them. Isn't it strange how they'll get out of the hood and leave you there? But you won't buy their records, or won't buy a book to develop you, won't buy your children something to develop their skills. My wife will tell you, a Saudi Arabian came here. Saudi Arabian came and establish a dealership. Because the word had gotten overseas to the Middle East that black people will buy anything. Money can't stay in their hands. So they were selling Mercedes Benzes in Atlanta and making a killing, but sending their kids to poor downtrodden schools. The money they spent for the Benz, they could have paid for their kids' tuition. The kids could have graduated with a great school. So when the word had gotten around to the Arab world that you can strip black people of their money, because when they get it, they spend it. Oh, how the devil playing y'all?
Yes.
Us.
Yes.
He playing me. Ain't gonna play y'all.
No.
See, you don't know you've been played. Let's tell you something. School system gets money for you being in school. Gets money for that boy to be in school. Don't care if he graduate, don't graduate. The issue is numbers. More numbers, more money. Why do they give you free lunch? Because the government get no money for free lunch. So they feed you for free. Because the mamas don't cook. Oh yeah, I'm all in on business. See, you gotta see how the system play you. Statistically, you won't be a mom. Because we know what kind of neighborhood you come from. I'm from that neighborhood. Mama with four children. Boys gonna probably be bums. Drug dealers. Multiple babies. Because that's how they paid y'all. Democrats don't. Just in case y'all voted for them. People know how to get over them. Once you get in the slave, they ain't gonna come out. And you can manipulate it. Put stuff on news, because they do watch TV. Then they get mad. Why they get mad? Because their heart ain't right. Because they've been wounded by all the years. Daddy ain't in the house. Ain't got no self-esteem. Pissed off with mama. Oh, I was there. Man, because you ain't got what everybody else in your school has. Man, because kids living in a better house than you. You living in filth. Your mama can't cook, clean, do nothing. But cousin fuss. I grew up in that construct, y'all. Christ got me out. Christ got me out. You don't have to live like that.
Amen.
But it ain't gonna be easy.
Come on, sir.
Christ got me out of this. Sitting right here feeling sorry for yourself. Why? Because you won't read this. You won't believe God. See, little kid, Mark, when we came in the right hand fellowship, shook his hand, said, whatever is ours is yours. That boy called me the next day, said, can you buy me some tennis shoes?
Yeah.
I was amazed. One day,
yeah.
One word,
yeah.
He believed it. Said, Pastor, can you help me?
Wow.
He believed the word.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't offer nothing you can't provide.
Yeah.
Amen.
You don't offer nothing you can't provide. So when I said, what's mine? If I got it, you got it.
Yeah, I got it, you got it.
Right.
Since I gotta go play football over here, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
I say, what can we meet?
Mm-hmm.
What over the dicks?
Mm-hmm.
What you want? Get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the body should function.
Yeah.
But guess what? You gotta act.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is true.
See, y'all don't understand family because messed up families can't understand what a real family looks like because you're always looking at, is this real?
Yeah, it's real.
You gotta check out everything. Because you got a messed up mentality. Don't understand family. Don't understand nothing. And getting too hard-headed to listen to people who can tell you what's right. God is running a tight ship.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he does.
Got no time for foolishness. People who play stupid games. God don't play your games. You either get this or you don't.
Or you don't.
This is a promise, but it's not a guarantee. Because it's contingent upon you or me doing what we have to do.
Amen. That's right.
Do you follow me?
Yes.
You've got to be more concerned with others than you are about yourself.
Amen.
See, this is, the ultimate thing you can give to God is a sanctified life.
Yes.
What's sanctified mean? Set aside. God would much rather you be single than married.
Amen.
Because you can do more single. But, say but, if you can't do that or don't want to do it, and you decide to get married, you better take care of that. You ain't supposed to look at a woman that can't cook. Put her on the side. She ain't ready.
Right, she ain't ready.
She can't cook. You get yourself together, I'll come back later. I'm going to get myself together, but I can't deal with you until you get yourself together. See, you're supposed to bring something to the table. Say, bring something to the table. Do you hear what I'm saying? If I'm coming and me and LaMonica are going to have a relationship, I'm coming with some stuff. She ain't going to have to.
Right.
But you ain't just coming up to my house and do nothing.
Right.
Hmm? We're a team. Say, we're a team.
We're a team.
Commitment. Say, commitment.
Commitment.
That's what God is looking for. You coming to God, what does he want? All of you. I want all of you. Can I get all of you? We have to learn. Say, have to learn. Guess what? Because we don't know each other. But you do this by faith. So 35 years later, guess what? We still growing. We are still growing. Because I'm not the same man I was at 21 that I am at 61.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you follow that?
That's right.
And she's not the same woman. Mm-hmm. Attitudes are shifting.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? Our love for God is growing. Amen. And we're reaching out. Say, reaching out.
Yeah.
We got a young lady in our house that we're developing and seeing her. Yeah. We've got you all.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Y'all don't even recognize the nights I get up praying for some of y'all. Now, I ain't going to say this because I want to, but because God's pulling me to do it.
That's right.
If you're going to work for God, God will have you looking out for others.
That's right.
Do you follow me?
Amen.
This union is the most powerful that a couple can make. It's nothing more powerful than a single life says segregated to God. But when a man and a woman, now there's a division of attention. Huh?
Yeah.
And that is because it's these two now. But if these two are aligned with God, the union gonna be smooth. Because she hears from God and I'm hearing from God.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And when we started dating, one of the things was this: she gotta love God. Because she ain't going to love me if she don't love God.
That's right.
It's going to be tension always. Say, tension always.
Tension always.
Mm-hmm. That's why so many marriages in Christ, body of Christ, failing. Because they ain't committed to God.
Right.
How can a pastor have a girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Married to a wife.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? To myself, say to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And hear me. That person ain't going to heaven. Don't expect no pastor playing around with a wife, with a woman and a wife going to heaven. That ain't happening. Read Revelations. All fornicators and adulterers going to hell. What's that? Sex before marriage. People just go have sex like this. God said you're going to bust hell wide open. God ain't playing with y'all. laugh with you, haha, let you praise, haha, and stand before me and say, get out of me, I don't even know you. Go,
man.
I don't know if y'all ever been burnt before. Hot water. That ain't something I want to deal with for eternity. And guess what he said? I didn't create hell for humans. I created it for Satan and his devils. But if you do what he does, you're going to get what he got. He don't sin you either. You sin yourself. You're the one doing the sin. Do you follow what I'm saying? So God wants you what?
Blessed.
Say it again.
Blessed.
Say it again.
Blessed.
Now, this is the question. Do you want to be blessed?
Yes.
I can't hear you.
Yes.
I can't hear you.
Yes.
You willing to make changes?
Yes.
You won't have to?
Yes.
If you were willing to make the changes that God requires, you're going to have everything that God desires for you. I keep telling you, it's not on God. It's on us.
Amen.
His will has been revealed. I know the thoughts I think concerning you, said the Lord. Thoughts of good, never evil, to give you a future and an expected end. What? You mean God's got your end already completed? He's a great architect, great master builder. You mean, Monica, he knows your issues right now? He knows them right now.
Right now.
Right now. He knows what you need right now.
Yes.
But you also know what he says? You have not, and you don't ask because you don't believe.
Right.
That's the only reason you don't ask. That little boy, 15 years old, asked. Guess what? It's going to either be yeah or nay.
Right.
But with God, he says, God's answer is yes and amen. It's okay.
That's right.
But you know what the Father wants? Father wants to know if you know. If you know. Say if you know.
If you know.
Do you know what I do? I could pray for each and every one of you. But you know what God says? If you agree, if the two of you agree, I can pray for Josh. But if he don't believe what I'm praying, it ain't even coming his way.
That's right.
As bad as I want him to have it, there must be an agreement.
That's right.
He must agree with the word that I'm praying.
Amen.
Good. Yes, sir.
So I can be praying till I'm sweating. And you're sitting up here going,
yeah. Whatever, man.
Ain't happening.
Right.
It ain't happening. It won't go down. God said, there's no agreement there.
No agreement.
There's no agreement with my word there. So, in order for us to effectively pray for one another, you can't be emotional. You got to be informational. You got to know what the word says.
Right.
Do you follow me?
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. Say,
we're contending.
What's contending? To assert.
Assert.
Yes, the truth.
I love the truth.
The truth. To assert the truth.
Assert the truth.
Assert means to declare. That's what assert means.
Yeah.
No, I will not be broke.
Amen.
I will not go without. God, somehow, some way, going to supply. Not some, but all. I will not be a liar. I will not live a life that's unpleasing to God. I refuse to let the cycles of insufficiency roll in my life.
Amen.
People will see my life change. My conversation will change because of my relationship with God. They will no longer see a weak person, but they'll see a person strong and firm and happy about life. Say happy.
Happy.
Y'all should be in this mindset. All hell might break loose for y'all, but hell ain't gonna break loose for me. Because I know I'm living. Let me listen to people talk about child's thing so bad. Oh, baby, I'm sorry. God got me covered.
Amen.
Well, what you mean? Your stuff though, God got me covered.
Amen.
See, that's the type of conversations that you need to be engaged in.
Yes.
See, it's my desire.
My desire.
That God's desire will be fulfilled in this house.
Amen.
And that's that you have everything that you need. Another blessing blocker. It's unforgiveness. Tell me to match that. Say unforgiveness.
Unforgiveness.
Say forgive your daddy. Can't hear y'all.
Amen.
See, because some people got stuff all bent up about their parents, and God said, I ain't going to bless that. Because guess what? Parents got issues. Real problem with him. Driving these nice cars, got these nice suits on, living large. So I thought. Women all over the place, and my mama here struggling. Mad with him. He should be that mad with my mama when she would entertain him when he would come back. Bum? What you listen to that bum for? He should come into the house and I'd walk right by him. Look at me now.
Jesus. Yes. No.
Brothers do the same thing.
Yeah.
Do that jump.
Yeah. Take him out.
Mad. Angry.
Yeah.
And you just do half of what mama did, we'd be all right. Living in a project with this hot house. Cut the lights on, man. Roaches run all over the place. Ain't got enough rage to handle all that stuff.
Man.
Going to school, man. See kids coming to school in limousines. Going to their houses over Sarasota Bay, you're like, man. Our little apartment can fit in their house five times. And man, you just get bitter. And the Lord said, I cannot bless you with that anger. You got to forgive your dad. I said, that ain't right, God. That ain't right. How are he going to produce something that can't take care of it, and won't take care of it? And from Christmas, all we get is socks. Don't think enough of me, man, to buy me 3 pairs of socks. The Lord says, you got to forgive him for you. I can't bless you with that type of hate, that type of unforgiveness in your heart. You got to forgive him. I didn't tell you to like him. I didn't tell you to like her. I said forgive them because it's hurting you. Since whatever sins you remit, those are the sins that I remit. I don't like my mama. She's a pain in the butt. Sorry, lazy, always fussing, complaining. See, Lamarca, my mom used to fuss at us sometimes. We'd be like, what are you fussing at us? What we do? We didn't do anything. She was plagued with the stuff that my dad did to her. Sometimes that anger get displaced on us. That was for him. See, as you get older, you get wiser. And I was in college when this all came about. God says, I can't deal with you because I can talk to you now because you're man enough to understand. Your boy, I couldn't tell you this. Another thing you got to do is forgive yourself.
Yes.
See, what happens when you mad with everybody else, that anger starts to turn on you and you start looking at yourself like, well, I must be no good. You don't like me, something must be wrong with me. Am I a bad guy? Am I a bad son? Why wouldn't he come spend time with me? See, the devil will make you pick up someone else's burden. Now he begins to turn the anger on you. And now you're looking at yourself some kind of way. For when the word says you're beautifully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
See, when you don't have the word, you're left to the enemy's devices. But when you get the word, glory to God, the word begins to change and transform you.
Amen.
So now you can pray.
Got a relationship with our Father then.
Because now you can pray for him. Because your prayer is what God hears.
Yes.
And you can relate. And you can see, you know what? He really just didn't have what it took. And I can't be mad. Because if him and mama hadn't got together, I wouldn't be here. Thank God I'm here. Follow me? But he teaches you how to deal with those issues. Say, deal with those issues.
Deal with those issues.
And now you can deal with young men who are going through the same situations and young women who are going through the same situations.
Yes.
If they'll talk.
Because
you know what some families do? Don't you tell them. You know, this is a real trick of the enemy. What goes on in his house stays in his house.
That's right.
A lot from the pit of hell. What you're saying is, what the devil's doing in this house, he gonna always do, because we'll never tell on him and get him kicked out of the house. So now the devil says, yes, stick with that line right there. Stick with that one. Because as long as you don't get revelation about what's going on in your house, I'm gonna tell you and your household.
Right.
I ain't gonna never leave.
Right.
So we gotta learn how to be transparent. Say transparent.
Transparent.
And say tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
So we can get real deliverance.
So we can get
real deliverance.
Say real deliverance.
Real deliverance.
See, real deliverance comes when people are honest about their emotions.
Yeah.
What you so upset about? This is what I'm upset about. Good. You get it out. Say get it out.
Get it out.
Sitting up there with this stuff in you and you just
well,
then somebody says, what trigger you? Oh, you're gonna kill somebody. And don't even know why you did it.
Right.
That stuff been building and building and building and building. It's all of a sudden, bam. You know, I've been in prisons, man, talking to kids in prison, and they say, man, I don't even know. I was so angry. I don't even know why I did it. But you got 20-something years because of that. Man, then you start talking to them, and it always goes back to relationship between mom and father. Goes right back to how they were raised and what they had to deal with.
Yeah.
Rape in the family. Boys I had talked to in prison who got into the lifestyle because somebody in the family penetrated them. Cousin, uncle. Deal with that same spirit because it's generational.
Yeah.
See, we stop that in our families. See, that stuff stops with me. See, that's how you have to be with the word. That stuff stops with me. I ain't gonna be poor no more. I ain't gonna be without. I'm not gonna be less than. I'm not gonna sell. I am not gonna sell. Stops in my generation with me. And don't matter how old you are, change can happen right now. Say right now.
Right now.
Change can happen right now.
Right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Would you close your eyes with me right now? As a matter of fact, everybody just come up here. Just form a line. Form a line. Just come up here and form a line. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Alicia, you with Katrina. To cleanse me, to forgive me, from all unrighteousness.
All unrighteousness.
For your name's sake.
For your name's sake.
And now, God.
And now, God.
We declare, we decree.
We declare, we decree.
We declare, we decree.
We declare, we decree.
We declare it.
We declare it.
And decree.
And decree it.
That is done.
That is done.
Broken.
Broken.
We're free.
We're free.
To walk in newness of life.
To walk in newness of life.
That the blessings of the Lord.
That the blessings of the Lord.
Will fall.
Will fall.
And we will receive.
And we will receive.
In this season.
In this season.
We give you glory for it.
We give you glory for it.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now give each other a hug and thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a round of applause. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. My God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you meant that.
Break everything.
Hallelujah. Break everything. See, what we don't do as people is talk. Vision, say vision.
Vision.
We don't, see in corporate America, we should sit down at the table and call vision plan.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Where do we want to be 10 years from now? It's going to be the wildest thing. I want to have $1 million. Anything wrong with that? No. Question is, how do you get there? Do you follow what I'm saying? And with every step, say every step, you got to be willing to take the challenge. You got to be willing to cut some stuff off. Say cut some stuff off. Because stuff just don't happen. It just don't happen. Everything that happens has a plan. You follow every successful person, there's a plan. But guess what? The plan can change, but the outcome is the same. Because God will check your plans and do something different with it. Why? Because he knows better than we do. He knows better. But see, you putting a plan down means that you've invested in this. Say investment. You got to invest some time. People want people to give them stuff. You know what? I can give you a plan. It'll work. But if you don't have the passion for it, it's just going to sit on your shelf. In your drawer, wherever you leave it. It won't work. Because you won't have any passion for it. You'll do better when you got passion to do better. See, if you don't have a vision for your life, any vision will do. No vision. Because most people don't have a vision for their life. They just stumble on stuff. That's not how you succeed. That's not how you succeed. You succeed with a plan. You succeed with the discipline to complete the plan. And with the faith that whatever needs to be done, God's going to supply it. But I'm going to supply what I need. And you know what that is? Effort. Faith. Say grunt work.
Grunt work.
You learn from doing. You know, we should have guys who come out of college and want to wear the suit and tie.
Yeah.
You ain't earned the ability to wear the suit and tie. You ain't done nothing. Get out there and get your feet wet.
Yeah.
So you can learn what it takes to get where you want to be. And I believe if you meant what you said, everything God has for you in this year is going to come your way. Because you're going to have to make some resets. Some course corrections. Have you asked about work study at your school? Thinking about you this morning, and I think this is from the Lord. Go up to your campus and ask them, are there any work study opportunities for you? Okay. See, work study is they pay you for work done. Sometimes that payment will be used to take care of your tuition. But you get experience in an area. Do you follow me, Nigel? You might be able to even work in your art department, but ask them, are there any work study opportunities? And let's see what the Lord's going to do. Okay? See, the Lord just drops stuff in you. LaMonica, you got a church on, baby? Okay. I want you to consider connected with us. Because I believe that we have a word for you to help you to get to where you need to be. Amen. Amen. I want to help you. My wife and I, we want to help you. But we'll leave that decision up to you, sweetheart. See, I want to be there when y'all make these great achievements. And all I can say is thank you, Lord.
Amen. Jesus.
Thank you for allowing him to come into my life and me in some little small way being that bridge that they can step on and go to the next level.
Yes.
See, I don't mind being a stepping stone. Y'all can step on me and go up. See, I got a problem with that because that's what it's supposed to be. The generation is supposed to. The older is supposed to help the younger get to the what? Next level. So don't let the enemy bring unforgiveness in your heart. Don't let him bring that back. Don't let the enemy come out and make you feel like you're less than. Tell him that's a lie from the pit of hell. Don't you ever let the enemy tell you God has forsaken you. Don't let that come out of your mouth. Don't never say, I can't. If you don't say you can't, say you won't. Because that's what it really means, you won't. It's not that you can't, you won't. Mm-hmm. Yes, Rachel.
Amen. I just wanted everybody to walk with me real fast in an analogy that's based upon experience. I used to play basketball, and I had the opportunity to be a part of elite programs where we had the funding and the resources to be aided on and off of the floor. My junior year, we had a physical trainer. His name was Ethan. And he took the time to study each and every one of our bodies because he recognized his work was beneficial to our progress on and off the court. So I remember one day I was practicing, and we were going up and down, we were scrimmaging, and he kept looking me up and down, like he was tracing something, like he was finding an inaccuracy. And he talked to me after we finished scrimmaging. He said, Rachel, your stride, you're not in full stride going up and down the court. Your quad and your hamstring is tight. And you are going to struggle and strain when we keep on scrimmaging. See me after practice. So I said, man, all right, Ethan, I'll see you after practice. And the thing about it was when I got on that table, he stretched me. And I don't know about some of if you are athletes, you know, when you get on the table, sometimes a stretch ain't comfortable. Sometimes you gotta get a muscle in line. Sometimes it requires that it's gonna be some pain. Because if I don't align your body right now, if I don't tap that place right now, you can strain, you can pull, and it can cause you to be on the reserve bench for the rest of the season if I don't hit this muscle right where it needs to be. And I was talking to my uncle yesterday. He said, sometimes being on the table, you gotta get stretched and it don't always feel good.
That's right.
But when I first got on the table, I said, Ethan, that hurt, I can't go no further. He said, don't worry, we're just gonna work this muscle.
Yeah.
So every day after practice, all right, Ethan, we're gonna work that muscle. And I started getting a full stride going down the court. I was able to start moving. I was fluid. And it was getting comfortable to the point where Ethan would forget. I say, hey, Ethan, you gonna stretch me today? I'm feeling real good because I had tendonitis, and so there was nothing that could cure it. I had to always be on the table to keep those tendons in full motion. And so there was a point that came where I was anticipating Ethan to put me on the table and stretching me and saying, what's going on, Ethan? You see, you feel any tightness? You feel any tension? No, I think we're good. You're going to have a good game tonight. I see a bright future. You got it. We're going to keep stretching this muscle. It's progress, because I used to be on 800 milligrams of ibuprofen just so the pain could subside. I used to have ice bags on my knees before getting out of practice. It was a struggle to contend, to play ball. And so you got on the stretching table today with God. And he strained, you pulled, you struggled. You heard some things, you saw some things, God dealt with your heart. He said, if you give it to me, I'll pull that thing out. You're going to be smooth. You're going to walk fluid. And the scripture that the Lord gave you was Psalms 139, verse 23 through 24. He says, search me thoroughly, O God. David said, he said, know my heart. Test and know my anxious thoughts. Expose any way, wicked way in me, and lead me in your everlasting way. So I want to encourage you today. You've been put on the table and God is stretching you. He's making an assessment of your mind, your spirit, your body. And if you will give it to him, he will make the proper and perfect assessment for your life. Just like Ethan did with me on the table. And I improved, my statistics improved. I was getting boards. I was getting my rebounds. I was putting shots up. I was getting it done because I had a proper body assessment, and Ethan said you could go further than what you thought.
That's right.
So when you get your heart together, when you get your mind together, when you get your emotions together, when you say, God, deliver me from all unrighteousness and every wicked way, the way is everlasting.
Hallelujah.
It's forever.
Amen.
It's forever.
Amen.
From my youngest to my oldest, let God search you. Because like I said, Ethan called me out at the beginning, but I anticipated as I kept feeling good in my body, I was calling for Ethan.
Right, that's right.
It's not always God beckoning you to pray. It's not always God beckoning you for deliverance. You got to call on him.
Yes.
You got to ask him, search me, how am I doing today? Assess me.
Yeah.
I was at my table all week, every morning at about from 9 to 10. The Lord was dealing with me. You know, you still got to work on this. You know, you still got to work on this. You know, you still got to work on this. But I had an ear to hear, and I said, okay, God, do it.
Amen.
Do it while I'm ministering to my kids. Heal me. Do it while I'm putting problems on the board. Heal me.
Yeah.
Do it while I'm speaking into my kids like I'm giving them tests and exams. Do through me.
Amen.
He can do it.
Amen.
He can do it.
Amen.
The surgeon's table is open 24/7, 365, whether you're on your knees or driving in your car. Whether you're cooking, whether you're shedding, whether you're chilling with your boys and your girls, he can do it.
Yes.
Search me, oh God, thoroughly. A full inspection. Cleanse me of all my anxious thoughts.
Yes.
Show me any wicked thing that I may not be able to perceive in my own natural intellect, and lead me in your everlasting way. That's a mature assessment.
Now notice what she said, and I want you to, because this is an ongoing thing. Rachel, that was good. Thank you for sharing. That was so good. To ask God, stand up, you're 12 years old, stand up. 12 years old, man, would you sit down? Each of you ever stand longer than me? Right foot? 12, you want to sit down? Lazy. You gotta hate lazy. See, the Lord has great things for you, but you don't know what great is. Because you're lazy. Inside of him could be the greatest athlete or the greatest student alive. But he's lazy. And only he can change it. I can point it out all day long, but he's got to want to be great. We are the generator that God lights up. Generate nothing without power. Generate is full of potential. But somebody's got to power it up. Mm-hmm. And you got to want what God wants for you in order for everything in you to come forth. And that's with all of us. God is the source. We're the generator, the potential, the power. But we got to want what he wants. That's why it's so important to teach your children the word of God. And I know you came in this thing late. See, age doesn't mean anything to God. It's the heart to change that means something to God. Because see, you can be 45 years old and you can have a 12-year-old mentality. See, age don't mean nothing to God. You can be 16 and think like an adult.
Yeah.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
16 years old, 18, and think like an adult.
Yes, sir.
Like she's 36.
Yes, sir.
Hmm? See, age don't mean nothing. But it's the desire to be something. That's most important. And some of you got to develop a desire to be something and be willing to pay the price. You ain't ready to pay the price yet. When you get ready, start going to break loose for you. Until then, you're going to struggle. You got to want this, Achilles. And mama ain't going to be able to help you with this. That ain't either. That's something you're going to have to do. And we're here for you.
That's right.
So I'm going to push you to greatness. I'm gonna push you to greatness. Because every great player got a great coach.
Yeah, that's right.
And every great player trusts his coach. Y'all trust what Jesus is doing in us for y'all. They do. Because I understand authority, delegated. God used this little pointy head brother right here to give you information. Not that he can't give it to you.
That's right.
He'll use me to see if you'll be obedient to what he's saying.
That's right.
Because he's results oriented. God is results oriented. Anything he gives you to do, he's expecting a positive result. Look to your neighbor and say, we built for this.
We built for this.
We built for success.
We built for success.
Just got to go through the process.
Got to go through the process.
Built for success on the front of the t-shirt. Go through the process. Let's get a t-shirt for that. That's going to make somebody post right there.
Amen.
Built for success. Go through the process.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rachel, put that down.
Rachel,
that's a t-shirt.
Down.
DDCCI. Glory to God.
Good.
Well, Monica, thank you for coming, honey. I hope you got something out of it today. Amen. 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 I love all y'all. Look good like Willow. Amen. Love y'all. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Oh, you 13?
Yeah.
Okay, I like it.
Come on, man.
Mm-hmm. Love y'all.
Monica.
Come here, honey. Y'all can go sit out, baby. Y'all go ahead. We're going to take y'all and we're going to get out of here.
Amen.
She has a word from the Lord.
Shalom, praise and worship. We don't even start singing this. And she just went into a praise. I opened up my mouth and I just started saying, God, I thank you. God, I give you praise. God, I honor you. I love you. I adore you. I magnify you. And you had your arms and your hands lifted up. Glory to God. So I'm not real sure how often you go to church, what you listen to, and all that kind of stuff. But what the Lord allowed me to see is that the word was just hitting you. Bam.
Yeah.
Bam. And if I tell the whole truth, LaMonica, it's because what pushed me is when I looked over, I was standing here, and when I looked over and I seen your hands go up, the word just started hitting me. Lift those hands. Clap your hands and give God a praise. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with the voice of crying. You push me. Hallelujah. And the word just came forth and it was hitting me. And what I see is like, you ever seen dry dirt? And then when it started like breaking up, that's what I see. And so then when the word was going forth, I seen like muddiness, like mud. And so what that was because you cried a whole lot. So deliverance came through. And so as you continue to get the word and you give God praise, that stony ground now becomes muddy ground.
Amen.
And it gets moist and it gets soaking up, and I begin to see just mud. And it don't make sense to me. I'm just telling you what I see. Then as we was going and we was praying, then I see your cute little face come shining bright.
Amen.
Shining bright with a huge smile on your face. And just shining and glowing and all this stuff. And so Rachel, I'll stop the music. Because I'm going to say it. It's a word. It's a prophetic word that Pastor Rachel puts saying all the time. He quoted. We all know it. But because I'm going to sing it a little bit. I think I can sing just a little bit while I'm talking to you. Okay. Rachel, play the track again. And Just play it. I'm gonna pick it up somewhere. And I'm gonna sing this. I'm gonna just sing it over you. Who time I'm so for the Bible says, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I don't know what your process is, and I don't know what you got to go through. I don't know your life. I'm just telling you what the Lord allowed you to see. But God is speaking of you today. The Lord said, as it is written, I
neither heaven entered into the heartland. The things the Lord has for you, the things the Lord has for you, the things the Lord has for you, the things the Lord has for you.
Amen. 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 Amen.
number 6 and 7, Lamont, and it reads this: be anxious for nothing, but through prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. And then it says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. So I want you to read that to yourself. Amen. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. And what really is saying to you is, let the word of God speak it over your life. Because what the enemy is doing is trying to make you carry what you can. And all these problems that you're having financially, God can handle it. He sees your financial load. So baby, don't do what the enemy's trying to make you do. They give you a heart attack. You'll stress out. He's trying to make you carry something that's going to kill you. And Jesus says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Cast your cares upon me. And he said, it means, Lord, I'm going to take the bills and put it on the table. Take that stuff and say, Father, I give that to you. Father, I give this to you. I can't handle it. And God, who is faithful and just, will handle this for you. But you got to believe the word of the Lord. And I believe you do. Amen. And call Pastor Reed. You got access to us now. Okay? When you have our problems, call them. Because we're in this together.
Yes. Amen.
Mm-hmm. We're in this together. You have to take your faith. You won't have to be walking out.
Woo! Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. You have to measure faith. Give it all in the measure. We're going to have to walk this thing out. Amen.
Amen.
This is real ministry, y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
This is what ministry is.
Yeah.
People need the help and assistance. And we're here to assist. Amen.
Amen.
That's all we got to know the word. Say, know the word.
Word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And be willing to share.
Be willing to share.
We had a beautiful leadership meeting with, and what we learned about this meeting in the leadership meeting,
yes, sir,
that we done all been through something.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Come on now.
And what we've been through, say what we've been through.
What we've been through
is God gives to us,
yes,
to give as a gift to others.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
See, people don't want to know how much you know, they want to know how much you love.
Yes.
How much you care.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And God allows us to go through things in life. So we can what? We can be able to address and relate to people. You ain't been through nothing. You can't relate to pain. How can you tell me something? And people don't want to talk to folks who don't know nothing. And they're afraid to talk to people who pretend like they got it all together.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got it all together. Hmm? But Monica, we ain't got it all together. We've learned some things over the years. But we are still and forever learning.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Say forever learning. Because God is forever exposing us to levels and to realms of Him that we've never seen before.
Right.
We ain't touched the surface. Say you ain't even scratched the surface yet of what you need.
Amen.
You ain't even scratched the surface of what God wants to do with you. Can I say you ain't even scratched the surface, man? You ain't going from this point to this point yet.
Right.
Ah. You here. God said, I need you here.
Yeah.
Then when you get here, he's going to let you know, hey, we can go over here.
Yeah.
And we're going to go here. So when they go in, they don't end because you don't know me.
Uh-huh.
I got so much to share with you. Are you willing to go with me? That's what he's looking for. Walk this journey with me. For the resources that they've sown into the establishment and the promulgation of your kingdom. I pray now, God, that your super will come upon this natural offering, Father, and those that have given, Lord, you will give unto them good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Shall men give unto their bosom, Father? And for those who have given of their tithes unto you, O God, we thank you that the enemy, the devourer, is rebuked in Jesus' precious name, and that the windows of heaven are now open to these your people, God.
to take them, Lord God, to deeper levels of dimensions in you, Father, and for every need to be met, Lord God, by the riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So we thank you there's not a broke person in this place, God. We thank you, Father God, that they are full and have all needs already met, Father God, more than enough, Father God, to bless others. And I thank you for the supernatural intervention of your spirit in the lives of these your people, God, particularly, Lord God, for LaMonica, God. We thank you, God, and we just give you praise in Jesus' name for the supernatural workings of her whole situation, God. And the next time we see her, she's going to be praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for the good things that he has done, Lord. For the supernatural work, God, we're going to be praising right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God.